back here on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. You can tweet questions or comments to the game KMAN, and we will get to those throughout the show. You can also send them my way, J.L. Kurtz on Twitter, if that's more convenient as well. We'll talk plenty more about the breaking news from today that Bill Snyder has confirmed some of the rumors surrounding his health situation, diagnosed with throat cancer. He's been receiving treatment at KU Med, but the prognosis is excellent. As described in the press release today, he's hoping to be back for spring practice March 29th. And then K-State co-offensive coordinator Dale Miller has announced he is retiring. So more on those stories, plus K-State men's basketball, a little bracketology in hour two of the show. But K-State baseball gets started this week. They're going to Kissimmee, Florida on Friday. They'll play four games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It always seems like the start of baseball comes so early now that they are really starting in the middle of February. But 2017 Cats, obviously there's some changes with Mitch Gaspard being in now for Andy Sawyers as the offensive coordinator and associate head coach. They've got plenty of new faces, but also I think a pretty good core returning, especially in the lineup. That's where I think a lot of the strength is coming back with this team. Guys like Jake Scudder from last year was Big 12 newcomer of the year. But definitely looking forward to seeing this new crop.
Gets on you so fast, doesn't it? They've had okay weather to try to prepare. Haven't been out a ton, but some, which is better than a lot of years.
Yeah.
So, knock on wood, hopefully it helps a little bit. But I think you mentioned Jake there. They need a big year from him and a few of those other returners and frankly, some of the new faces. And if they get some of that, I think they'll have an awfully competitive team. And we've talked about it before, but the league is really on an uptick right now, especially at the top. I mean, you look at TCU, everybody on the planet is picking them to be not only the team in the league, but maybe the team to beat in the entire country.
Well, Tyler Dreiling and I had a chance to talk with Brad Hill late last week ahead of the season starting this 2017 season, which starts on Friday. And to the point of being able to practice outside, I think that has helped a little bit and helped Coach Hill feel a little bit more ready for the season.
Yeah, you know, we've had great weather, so we can't complain about that. The weather's been great for us to be able to get a lot of work outdoors. So no excuses there. I think from a position player standpoint, maybe defensively, I feel like things have gone pretty well to date. I would say the one thing you wish that you had maybe a couple more weeks on is just your pitching staff, just, you know, for them to, one, get some more conditioning, some more arm strength, and just the care of the pitcher's arm. You wish you had a couple more weeks with them, fine-tune. But again, we're at the point where everybody's going to be the same, so you can't really, you know, do anything about that. So, yeah, I'd say we're ready to go. Just wish, you know, from a standpoint of health and doing what's right for the kids, you wish you had a couple more weeks from a pitching standpoint, just for those guys to have a little more time to prepare.
We did bring up early on there just the lineup and position players. You've got two guys coming back that draw a lot of headlines here. Jake Scudder, obviously, who was newcomer of the year in the Big 12 last year, and Josh Rillette, who had just a phenomenal freshman campaign for you. To have those guys back sort of to anchor the lineup in the middle there, how big of a boost is that?
Yeah, that's a big boost. And quite honestly, all the way around the infield, to have pretty much our whole infield coming back. Tyler Wolf obviously lost him, but Josh Ethier played, you know, probably well over 50% of the time last year. So, again, you have your lineup with a couple guys sitting in the middle of the order, and then Jake Wookie coming back from breaking his wrist, hit by pitch there at Wichita late in the year. You get him back. But for me, it really is maybe more just having that infield defense, you know, in line with the experience and the confidence they can bring to a pitching staff.
As far as Jake Scudder is concerned, what has he been working on the most of the offseason? Where has he come along?
Well, I think, and he's really worked hard defensively to improve his defense. You know, unfortunately, he got back from Christmas break and tweaked his hammy just a little bit, so he had, you know, probably about 10 days where he really didn't do much. So he's trying to get back into the swing of things, his timing, and putting his swing back together a little bit. But, again, I think he's improved defensively, you know, from a leadership standpoint. Senior year coming back, he's done a nice job, again, establishing himself as a leader and speaking a little bit more, just, you know, that comfort zone of being around for a year. And, you know, I mean, he came from a great junior college that won national championship, was in a World Series a couple times. He wants to go out a winner, and so I've just been really happy, too, with him stepping forward with the leadership role.
Coach, one of the defining factors for your team, actually the last couple of years, has been losing close games and losing losing rubber matches in Big 12 series when you have that chance to take two out of three instead one out of three. What do you think is the most important thing for your team to do to come out on top in more of those contests this year in those one or two run games going into the final innings?
Yeah, a lot of that's confidence and just believing, you know, in the fact that you're going to win. And you're right. I mean, that's what separates the top of the conference from the bottom of the conference. You know, we play a lot of close games. No one really cares when you're close if you're coming out on the losing side of it. And that's kind of where we've been. And, again, playing close doesn't do much. That puts you at the bottom of the conference. So we need to find a way to again, somewhere throughout the course of the game, to make a play, get a big hit, make a better pitch in situations, particularly in that eighth and ninth innings where we've been right there and then can't find a way to do one of those three things. And again, you hope that we have some more confidence that, again, we can get over that hump and do the little things that you have to do to win those games. But obviously that's kind of what separated us out, particularly last year, the wrong way.
K-State baseball head coach Brad Hill talking with us here on the game. As far as the pitching is concerned, having it be now year two with Tyler Kincaid as your pitching coach, how much has that helped out just some of the, the comfort level for some of those guys?
I think no question. I think the guys, again, these are mainly his guys and particularly new guys that come in, were recruited by him and fit his profile of what he's wanting to do and trying to do from a pitching standpoint. And I think, again, just the confidence factor there in the trust level of being around him now for a year and knowing who he is and what he's trying to do. I think there's been a really nice buy-in from the guys who returned. And, again, sharing with those new guys there's a lot of good information there, and he does a great job, you know, number one, preparing our guys and doing the right things and helping them, number one, stay healthy. That's been a nemesis of ours, too, the last couple of years. We have everybody healthy. Unfortunately, he has Colton Calamus. That's not an arm issue. Unfortunately, he hurt his knee in a practice the other day and may miss the first couple of weeks. But from an arm standpoint, we're healthy. We look good. Like I said, I think that's the big thing, and just his systems. You know, he's got a very complex system, which I think is good as his guys, again, want to climb the ladder and go to the next level of professional baseball. It gets just a little more complicated, so he's really preparing them, I think, for all phases of the game that we're going to have to deal with and then also what they're going to have to deal with at the next level.
No, obviously Parker Rigler got thrown in there as a starter for you guys last year. Outside of him, how are things looking as far as who you may look at for starters?
Well, we hope, you know, again, just getting Bryce Ward back is a real big deal for us. Bryce had a really nice freshman year, and then one of those arm injuries happened, and he missed all of last year. He's back. Again, he brings a nice demeanor on the mound, does a great job, good composure, the ball's down, he fills up the strike zone, which is a really big deal, obviously. It's really nice to have him back. We have Rogan Heinen back. You know, last year as a freshman, I thought he had a nice freshman campaign and really made nice progress throughout the course of the year. Another guy that throws up, you know, really fills up the bottom half of the zone, strike thrower, works fast. Defense doesn't have to stand out there and not a lot of time in between when the ball's, you know, when there's contact, and that really helps. And then we have a junior college kid in Justin Heskett that's really kind of stepped forward and established himself as a guy that's going to get an opportunity on the weekend right now.
Talking right now with Brad Hill, K-State baseball head coach. Another thing that's a change in the program, Mitch Gaspard coming in from Alabama, had been the head coach there. Has the philosophy changed at all with what you're trying to do offensively with him now?
No, I don't think so. Again, he's really been able to coach in different environments. So, you know, obviously the SEC is kind of a, you know, it's a big bopper league, guys, obviously there's great pitching there, but they got big physical guys, and some Parks really play with some power there. But the other fact is he's at Northwestern State, which is a graveyard. You can't hit the ball out of there twice, you know. So he's had to really coach the speed, the short game, stealing bases, base running. So what he brings us to is really a similar thing that we've had here before, because our ballpark is going to play huge in March when the wind's blowing in from the north, and then turns around and plays really small in April and May when the wind turns around and starts blowing out of the south. So I think he's a coach that can coach to that and has been doing a good job of that so far in our practice session.
Well, Coach, I know you brought up one newcomer a little bit ago, and it's not always something that you're real willing to do. Are there other guys you'd like to mention that are newcomers to the program that you feel will have an impact?
Well, again, we're going to have to pitching-wise, we're just going to have some guys that are going to have to step up a little bit. A young man named Hudson True, out of St. Jack, again, was at the World Series last year, closed for St. Jack. He's been really, really effective here these past 3 weeks. Looks really good. So he's a guy. And then we're going to have freshmen after that. You know, I don't mention freshmen, so, but we'll have some freshmen that will have to jump in there and pitch. And probably, for us, who we hopefully have that breakout year, is he had a breakout summer with George Boyd. Boy, did he just pitch great last summer, just beaming with confidence right now. He's a difference maker. I mean, he could close out games for us with him and Hudson at the back end of games. We hope we can maybe close out some of those games that were close last year, who maybe had a lead and didn't hold on in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. But Jordan, just so proud of him. He's really changed his workout mentality and his confidence level has really gone through the roof. To me, he could be a big factor for us.
Coach, as you know, the Big 12 is always such a grind and so many good teams from top to bottom. And I'm sure that the staples will still be close to the top with TCU being picked to win the league, Oklahoma State always a strong team. But are there any real significant differences in the Big 12 that you see going into this year compared to years past?
Well, I'm not sure what the difference will be. You know, Texas has a new coach, and David Pierce, a good coach. He's a Texas guy and been around a little bit in Houston State, and they went over to Tulane. Great success, great baseball guy. Changing the philosophy there. They moved the fences in. They got big physical guys. We saw that last year. So they'll be a little different than what Texas has been in the past. They played the pitching and small ball with Augie, but that'll be different to the again, I think you just see an upswing in our conference. I see a big upswing in our conference. A lot of freshmen last year. I mean, it was phenomenal, the number of impact freshmen that were in the league last year. So, again, I think the league is actually on an upswing. As you saw, three teams only made a regional, but you also saw three teams make the World Series last year. So you don't make a World Series and play in a weak league to be able to go through the teams they had to go through to get to the World Series. So, again, I think the league is in really good shape as far as what our depth is going to be, and maybe honestly a little.
Apologies for that getting cut off a little bit there at the end, but Brad Hill from last week on K-State Baseball, they open up the season on Friday. It's going to be bright and early, 11 a.m. for the first pitch. You can hear it here on K-Man. We'll wrap up Hour 1 of Wildcat Insider when we return. Again, 537-1350 to call us for the game KMAN if you have questions or comments on Twitter. This is Wildcat Insider. Wolfpack is back 'cause I'm master's drug.